Marla Schneider, Patrick Chinesky, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Three Rivers Distilling, first one in the area since Prohibition. So why now? Why is this the right time for this kind of a project?
Well, us being the first distillery since Prohibition in Northeast Indiana, it just makes sense for us to be located here, kind of set the stage for distilleries in the area. We have a philosophy that all ships will rise together, so we don't necessarily believe that we'll be the only distillery in perpetuity here, but, you know, there's a long history of distilling in Indiana. In fact, I don't think many people realize one of the largest distilleries that produces spirits for distilleries in Kentucky that probably your favorite bourbon is made out of is located in Lawrenceburg, Indiana. And Kentucky distilleries source much of their grain from Indiana as well. It makes sense that a lot of the craft distilleries are now emerging in Indiana, so we're happy to be here in Northeast Indiana.
Otherwise, Patrick, as a distiller, the 80-year gap, what makes the spirits distinctively different at Three Rivers Distilling Company, and what makes them 21st century?
The 80-year gap, there's just no market for craft distilleries to be in existence. I mean, just look at beer. You macro breweries, you had the big distilleries, and that was all there was really room for at the time.
Okay.
Thank God all that changed, and here we are now. And as far as the uniquely different aspect of Three Rivers Distilling, and really the uniquely different aspect of craft everything, is the experimentation. We're all still trying to figure out what these products can be. The understanding of the science that goes into distilling and just flavor in general is what makes our products unique. You know, we really want to push and see what the boundaries are that we can make.
Good for you. Now, every distillery everywhere, every era seems to have a good backstory. What's yours?
Well, Three Rivers Distilling Company was founded by two veterans. Just got this wild idea that Fort Wayne needed a distillery. They were big bourbon drinkers. So they decided to create this distillery. I knew them from a mutual acquaintance and kind of helped shepherd them along the way with some financing. So it was really kind of the started this out of your garage, even though we can't say that with distilling, but started very small and grew into what we are now.
And you mentioned that they are veterans. Your story includes a very important veteran factor. Tell us about that.
We are veteran owned and operated. It's not something that we lead with our story, but it is definitely a part of who we are, and it's very important to us. We honor our local heroes through a spirit that we have. It's called the 122. It's an unaged moonshine, intentionally named and proofed at 122 as a tribute to the 122nd Fighter Wing that we have here in Fort Wayne.
Oh, what a great story, and yeah. I'm sure what a great spirit, in more ways than one, great spirit. So what's the range of your product, the varieties of spirits that you do make?
We make vodka, rum, gin, whiskeys. We make everything across the board. We have the coffee liqueur. We have more liqueurs in the works. The nice thing with being a craft distillery is you have that space to make a lot more different products.
Uh-huh.
When you first start, you're going to start with those clear spirits, the vodka, gin, rum, just because you need something unaged. And then as soon as you can, you want to start releasing those aged products. Bourbons and whiskeys, those are what most people are after. We've also seen that our vodka is actually probably right on par with our bourbon. And that's what continuous improvement for us is all about.
So truly, you're never satisfied, no matter how tasty something is.
It takes a while for us to be satisfied.
Okay.
I'll never be satisfied.
That's what I like to hear in our local spirit makers. I think I'm speaking for the whole community when I say that. Okay, buying local. Now, you encourage it, of course, with your own product, and you do it with all of your ingredients. What kind of difference does this make to the quality of your various spirits?
It's actually huge. Recently, we switched to the Bluffton Farmers Group for our grain, and they give us the highest quality grain. It's absolutely incredible. The flavor is just makes such a huge difference. We also work with them as far as the amount of grain that we get every month to make sure that we have the highest quality at the freshest crush. You don't want to sit on crushed grain for too long. You get flavor fallout. That flavor's not going to last forever.
I mean, we go further than that. Even our cooper is somebody who makes barrels, is from Fort Wayne. The botanicals that we purchase for our gin and a few of our other products are from the Three Rivers Co-op. We source ingredients for our restaurant locally, our meat and cheese boards, our smoking goose. from Indianapolis. So we're really trying to keep it as local as possible.
That's great. It gives you a chance to shine with every product that you make for that reason and make a serious impact on the local ag market, which is a big part of having a spirits manufacturer in your own backyard.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Let's move on to that tasting room now. This is your newest addition. It is a restaurant and a bar, so we'll get the full taste sensation. How important is it to your operation, and what all does it include?
It's very important to a craft distillery's operation to have a tasting room. Distribution alone typically will not support a craft distillery, so you need that tasting room to be able to have the revenues to stay in business. We've been open since mid-February for our restaurant and our tasting room, and it's quite a unique experience for Fort Wayne. We have a very large patio. It's a great outdoor experience. We have a bocce ball court outdoors. We have a nice indoor bar, tables, full restaurant menu, great chef, handcrafted cocktails made with our spirits. So it is a very fun, unique experience. We also have a tour program, so you can tour the distillery and have lunch or dinner at the tasting room afterwards.
That's fantastic. And another win-win, this whole operation is having a huge impact on the community over in the 03 neighborhood. That's right between downtown and the Southside development hotbeds, actually. Mm-hmm. Real central location. What's it like over there activity-wise since you guys have been in the neighborhood?
Activity-wise, I think we are one of the catalytic projects that are bringing more people south of downtown. And we are a block east of the Oyster Bar and CS3, so that's on the corner of Clinton and Wallace. And, you know, I read recently in the paper that the assessed property values in that neighborhood have gone up 20% since last year. And part of it was attributed to us being located there. So I think we are making a good economic and neighborhood impact in our area.
This is, sounds like it's going to be a cross connection to just so much more downtown fun.
I believe so, yes.
Okay, now with everything that's going on at the distilling company, and it sounds wonderful and major, and it sounds like there's never a dull moment, if we could dream and scheme for just a minute, like on the drawing board and in your imaginations, what's next? What would you like to see next?
I would like to see us being a household name in the Midwest. That's, you know, on my 5-year goal plan for the distillery. Right now we're in Indiana, Kentucky, and online sales in Illinois, but I think expanding our footprint into the other surrounding states is key to our success. Kentucky's just south of us, and they have this huge visitation market with the Bourbon Trail, and there's no reason that Indiana can't capitalize on that as well.
Link right onto that trail.
Correct. So I think in the future, as more distilleries pop up and as we gain longevity in Indiana, you will see the Bourbon Trail jettison off of Kentucky and head north.
That sounds like a great trail plan, to be sure. What about you, Patrick?
Well, for me, the biggest dream that I have for the distillery is becoming an institute of education. Breweries, wineries, there's a lot of great information about how beer works, how wine works. Distilled spirits, there's not nearly as much. We've got the Kentucky distillers who are like 3 generation deep. They share their information there. Well, they're not going to share it with anybody else.
A Hoosier.
When I first came to Three Rivers, I had to do a lot of learning real fast. I would like to see, you know, Three Rivers become a focal point for education on how distilled spirits work, the different aspects, how everything falls together.
We are starting a Whiskey Business for Women is the name of the course. That's our first educational course that we're launching here, and it starts at the end of July. That's, you know, something that I think is reaching this goal that Patrick has to become this educational hub for distilleries in the Midwest.
What noble goals, and good luck as you go forward. I know you have to get back to the distillery, and we want you to because we know you're going to be distilling some fine, fine spirits. My last question before I let you go. With 2 years of operations under your belts, what kind of a connection do you feel with the community by now, and why does everyone, in your opinion, need to share in that kind of fun?
The majority of us who work at the distillery are born and raised in Fort Wayne, and I know that some of us have moved away and come back or gone off for military service and have returned to the area. So for us, I think having a passion for Fort Wayne, seeing what's on the horizon, all of the economic growth, all of the, you know, talent attraction that has been a focal point for Fort Wayne in the past decade is something that ties into the distillery, where we are an asset for the community and we are building a quality of place for young professionals and even retirees to have a place to come and, you know, enjoy a unique experience that they wouldn't have otherwise been able to have here. And then to walk away with a bottle and be able to enjoy that same experience at home, I think is just something that's really special for Fort Wayne.
Well, I think Marla covered it all very well there. We're just trying to make Fort Wayne proud.
Marla Schneider is president and Patrick Tineski, master distiller of Three Rivers Distilling Company. Marla, Patrick, thanks for taking time from your busy day to share this wonderful story with us, and cheers to local spirits.
Thanks for having us.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.